You're listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of mobility.
Okay, time out. Stop the bike. Time out. Come on, stop the bike. Now, don't take this the wrong way, but you are a Terminator, right?
Yes. Cyberdyne Systems Model 101.
Time has come. The next Iron Chef is...
Steven is my name.
Inspector Gadget.
My God, you're actually at the CIA.
You gotta get down here. They've got a satellite aimed directly into Cuddy's vagina. I told him the chances of invasion are slim to none, but...
Listen to him braying like a hyena.
You too, all right? Come on.
I hope he slips and chips a tooth on one of those fake boobs.
Oh my God, will you look at that? He's a caveman.
He doesn't look like a caveman.
The dude's a shaver.
And a total jackass.
Wowie, wow, wow, wow. Nice.
Hey, everybody. Episode 101. Mulberry Dine Systems Model 101, Steven.
Oh, my gosh.
Steven to my left, the pop culture zealot. How are you, Steven?
Just fine.
It's so good to be here. Sorry we weren't here last week. I was ill.
And how are you?
I'm feeling much better. I don't have my voice completely back, but it's getting there. And trust me, you didn't want to hear last week's show with me. Hey, guys. I don't have a voice. But it's good to be here, and we can catch up on our stuff. I hope you remember last week's Heroes in Smallville, Steven, because I sure don't.
We'll have to put on our thinking caps.
We also have here Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry Historian. How you doing, Bill?
I am terrific.
It's nice to have you here, Bill. It's nice to be back.
Thank you.
You know, I think it was nice actually taking a week off after episode 100 because some people are like, they really did quit. They stopped.
Was that the chat people. In the chat room?
I think that's what it was. I heard all the different goings on, the different talks, and they were like, will Vanessa be back this week? And I don't know. Will she be back? Let's see. Vanessa, are you there?
Yeah.
Vanessa's here! Vanessa, the Mulberry Newswoman. How you doing, Vanessa?
I'm doing well. You said you were ill last week. Were you like ill, like Beastie Boys ill, or you were like sick ill?
I was cold chilling, but I wasn't.
Word to your mother.
Was I sick or was I? I mean, you can be sick from allergies, right?
Yes.
Because here in Texas, it's gone from cold to warm to cold, like 40 degrees, 80 degrees, and your body can't handle it. Your sinuses can't.
And the older you are, the harder it gets.
And how do you think I feel traveling?
Yeah, Steven's always in it. You're like a guy on the Enterprise, always going to a different planet or something.
Galaxy.
Steven loves making excuses.
I've been sick from the Salt Lake City's air.
Well, do you think like Luke? He grew up on Tatooine in the desert planet, and he goes to Hoth. Wouldn't it play havoc on what he's used to?
The space allergies?
Yes, that's exactly why I got caught by the Wampa.
Now, do you think, if you grew up on Hoth where it's freezing cold and you went to Tatooine, but they're like, we're having a cold spell, it's like 30 degrees, you'd be like, I'm wearing shorts.
Flip-flops on.
I mean, you didn't grow up on planet Hoth. This ain't cold.
Did anybody grow up on Hoth?
Do you mind me saying it? Vanessa used to have a boyfriend like that who... Would never put a coat on. It's not cold. It's not cold here.
I'm from Chicago. This is nothing. It's like it's 10 degrees.
I think you had more than one boyfriend like that, didn't you? But there's also those kind of people who eat spicy things. Yeah, this isn't spicy. You know,
they just look more like an idiot.
And then their eyes turn red and start watering.
Yeah, or like, bugs aren't gross. Oh my god, he just ate a bug, he ate a cockroach.
Some people can tolerate hotter things than other eating-wise, I know, but...
Yeah. No, I know, Steven, I'm not saying you do that. You're like, what pussy?
I don't ever do that.
Because
I'll tell you, I'll say, look, it's warm for me, it's probably going to be hot for you.
Yeah, there was one time where Steven brought over some Subway, but he left it in the fridge, and the next day I was going to make something. I go, man, Steven left his Subway sandwich. I'm going to eat that. So I'm eating it. I'm like, oh, my God, there's jalapeno peppers in here. Who puts peppers in their sandwiches? I call Steven. What the hell's wrong with you?
That's a security device. So nobody eats the sandwich.
Like, enjoying my sandwich, Jason? Give me some water.
That'll teach you next time I leave a sandwich. Leave it. I'm going to finish it later.
Isn't it true milk is better than water when you eat something real spicy?
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Yeah, but only if you spit it out. If you swallow it, it makes it worse.
Oh, interesting. That's
and it has to be whole milk.
Or you like in a movie, you grab some milk, but it's sour milk. So it's like, ugh! Then there's like a urine sample on the counter. Apple juice. It's pee!
Who would have a urine sample on the counter?
And worse.
Yeah. I was thinking of in...
I always keep extra piss around.
Yeah.
In Cheech and Chong's next movie where he's holding a cup of pee and he tells him to snort this Coke, but it's salt. And he goes, it's salt. He goes, give me that.
No, like, it's soap.
Oh, it's soap. And he's like, give me that. He goes, it's piss.
And he's foaming all
of a sudden. He's like foaming at the mouth. Yeah. That genius. Cheech and Chong, geniuses, are they not?
Yes.
Now, guys, I'm kind of, if we want to get serious for a second, should we get serious, Steven? Or should I play this voicemail first before we get serious? I think we should, because then we play the voicemail and it kind of drags the voicemail
play
will make us happy. And then, okay. Hey, guys, let's play a voicemail.
Hi, calling from England. Just wanted to say for your English fans, knives and stabbing weapons.
Yeah. Hey, he's from Britain, the UK.
Makes me happy.
They've been saddled with the Benny Hill up-tempo yakety sax.
Just because I'm from England, why do you play the yakety sax? I'm sorry.
It's like the assholes that go, hello, governor.
We're very low-brow here, aren't we? If I hear an English accent, I'm like, Benny Hill!
But it's all with love.
It's done out of love. Now, the writers have struck. No, wait. They're striked. They're striking.
They're striking.
They struck what?
Striking a knife.
They've struck while the iron is hot.
They're still
knives
striking.
Stabbing weapons.
Yeah, they're still striking, so they haven't struck. If they struck, it'd be over, right? I don't know what the
so
hell I'm talking about. So the writers are striking, and it sucks. But basically, the whole idea is this is all they want. You know, because have you wondered what exactly are they striking for?
Mainly, yeah, I had no idea.
Internet stuff has driven them nuts. Because, you know, you go on NBC, CBS, all those shows are, you can watch them for free, and they have ads, car ads, etc. And the studios are not giving them any of that money. In fact,
of course not.
In fact, they only get 4% of DVD sales.
And really?
What they want is 4 more percent. They want 8% of DVD sales and 8% of internet sales. But the studios are saying, well, we're not making money off of those shows streaming on online. They're that revenue we're generating from Geico or Chevrolet is paying for the bandwidth, which
invisible money.
But except many people like Les Moonves, the chairman and CEO of NBC, Universal, people from other studios, Fox, they've all been on different shows before talking about their big, how do you think they sell it to the people who are investors or own stock in their companies? They say this is going to be the next big thing. It's going to make us lots of money. So here's little excerpts of these different people. You know, I can't tell who they are by voice, but they're all important people talking about what the internet will do for them. But at the same time, they've also told the writers, we can't really pay you this because we're not making a profit.
Right now, Disney has $35 billion in annual revenue. How much is coming in from digital?
It's about $1.5 billion in digital.
Viacom will double its revenues this year from digital.
Tell me how you see all of this, the digital revolution reshaping media, because you called it a new golden era.
Well, I hope it's a golden era. it is certainly one with golden opportunities.
Content is going to be more and more and more important. We all have PDAs. We all have cell phones with screens. We all have experienced the screen in the back of the taxi cab, the screen inside the elevator. And we are one of the best companies in the world at feeding those screens.
CSI will be on the network, and it also will be on broadband. And at some point, instead of 27 million people watching it, 20 million will watch it, and 5 million will watch it on the Internet. But we will get paid for it regardless. We as the network, as the studio, as the producers, as the production company, we're going to get paid no matter where you get it from.
But they're not making any money from it.
The writers aren't going to get paid. Jeez.
Yeah, the writers of CSI don't get anything from that. And that's what they're annoyed at. With, like, Xbox Live, Bill, you can go on there and download How I Met Your Mother or Chuck or something. And those shows wouldn't exist without the writers. Many producers of TV shows are also the creators and writers of their shows. The guy who does The Office, you know, he's, you know, Ricky Gervais created it, but, or Cookie Gervais, as I like to call him. He created The Office, but a guy in America adapted it. He writes the episodes with all the other cast members who are also writers. They do webisodes online on NBC.com. They have ads on those webisodes. They don't get any money from it.
Really?
You can go and
crap.
Watch. Yeah, you can watch The Office online. Even NBC has started this new Hula thing, Bill. It's kind of like their YouTube. It's like you can watch all their shows. So here's the thing. So you may get pissed off like the writers are just being greedy. They're not being greedy at all. They're not getting anything. It's the studios that are being greedy because they want to do the status quo. They want to keep it going along. No, no, no. Don't worry about that. You get a paycheck. What are you getting upset for? You know, it's because they're those VCast phones. You can watch our shows on your telephone.
But Verizon is giving them X amount to.
And plus, those people, if you watch some TV show on your phone, you're probably paying that service, which the studio gets a percentage of that. So a percentage should also go to the writers. The actors, the directors, or whatever.
It should be split up equally.
The writers and directors are getting money on it, right?
Yeah. The question here is how many people should get a percentage of a show when something like that's happened? Where do you cut the line off? Like, you know, I know, like, they have unions or whatever for prop guys and stuff like that, and they don't get a percentage because they don't own a stake in the show, right?
I wouldn't think so.
So basically, the writers have gone on strike.
So like the gaffers and the electricians, all that stuff, yeah. That's separate.
But the thing is, the writers have gone on strike now, so none of our favorite shows are being filmed yet, right now. No Heroes, no Lost, no 24, no BSG. They're all striking. And I'm wondering, you know, Friday Night Lights? No, they're not doing that. The only shows that are running right now are like game show or type reality shows type things. Even talk shows like Conan, he's not on. He's a writer too. They're picketing. David Letterman, they're not doing that show. Leno. I even heard David Letterman's company, they're still paying their writers, which is cool.
Good.
But a lot of these people aren't getting paid. And people who work on the shows, who say you're a caterer who works for these shows, you're getting screwed. Until
or extra, or
I don't even know if the writers in the studios are talking. I hope they are, because I would hate for there not to be.
Well, there's got to be some sort of. I mean, they set up talks every.
Why are you yelling at me, Steven?
He's angry.
No, but
they set up talks every once a week or twice a week, whatever.
What I'm saying is, I hope it's not like a stalemate. Like, well, we're not going to come back till you come to us, and they're like, well, whoa, you got to come to us, and then nobody's talking.
Well, it's like every week they'll come to the table and they'll say, okay, well. They'll throw something at them, and they'll either accept or decline, you know. And I guess it would seem that they've declined so far.
Last night's Office was the last Office that they had filmed for this season. So the Office isn't coming back anytime soon until the strike's over. And, Bill, I was wondering that. There was an article in Entertainment Weekly about the shows that have episodes left that are new. Like some of these new shows, like Chuck, like... Are they screwed?
Life.
Yeah, Life. How many episodes of those shows are left?
I think like Chuck and them have like five more through the holidays, but that's it.
Yeah, five more, and definitely not a season finale, most likely, any of these shows. I heard they kind of turned the Heroes. There's like three more Heroes episodes, I believe, and they turned that last one into like a finale. So they could take all the break.
I always thought that they had the season all written before it started.
A lot of
like
times they
shows
do,
like that.
They do, but they don't have them filmed.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times, like 24, I know they like to have most of it in the can, maybe like 12 episodes when the season starts, and then when they're making them as the show's going, so there's never a break during the season.
A lot of animated shows write whole seasons in advance.
Yeah, that's what I think they do.
Yeah. They have it basically.
So they, you know, because they have to ship that stuff off to Korea to get inked and animated and everything. So they probably, like the animated shows like King of the Hill or The Simpsons and those, they probably have, you know, upwards of 10 episodes.
All The Simpsons episodes are made, aren't they, Bill?
Yeah.
How many episodes they have of The Simpsons does it say on that list?
I think 10.
That's pretty good.
So it would be like Simpsons, King of the Hill, those type of shows have 10 and up.
So if you watch reality television, you're okay because those don't have writing on them, really, right?
Well
that's the thing.
They do have writing.
You don't. I mean, I definitely know Jeff Probst has no idea what to say unless he's reading off his stupid cue cards.
Yeah. And I mean, they've got to have editors and everything that have a script to follow. I don't know how they're going to work that out. Like, they're even doing the award shows still.
Like, do you know how many episodes of, say, Life there are left that they have to show before the strike started?
No, I don't.
Does it say?
I don't know how many they have in the can.
Do you have that list pulled up?
I do, but it doesn't mention Life on the list.
It doesn't mention Friday Night Lights either, does it?
No, it doesn't.
God, how many? That's going
to
suck.
Three to five, probably. Somewhere there.
No resolution or anything. That's going to blow. God. And you know what's funny is I really hope the writers get something out of this, but also a lot of times the people with the money, they are in control, you know?
Yeah.
Eventually,
that's the problem.
Greg Fitzsimmons, who's a writer, was on Howard Stern this week, and he said he doesn't see this ending for a matter of months.
Yeah. And see, the people who have that job as a writer, you're probably not rich. Even if you get paid well, you spend the money you make. Everyone does. They spend what they make. Yeah, and you know, you may have some money saved up, but that starts to dwindle really fast when no money's coming in. And so the people who are at the studios, they're still getting paid advertising for running reruns.
Yeah.
It's not like they're shit out of luck or anything. They can throw Deal or No Deal on 5 days a week. God help us all. But they can do that. They can throw Bob Saget on any show.
Or no
just
makes
a new show. A reality show, a game show.
So don't you think
they can bring the Donald back on?
They have all the power.
He's already back on. He already has a different show.
Yeah,
no,
I heard about that.
Deal or no deal.
Oh.
I'm the banker.
So we'll go ahead and go to entertainment, but I'm going to say this, that I hope this ends where we can get our Battlestar Galactica, where we can get our Lost, because Lost, I think they only filmed like 7 episodes. And
well, they have Razor coming on next week, so at least we have that to try
yeah,
to
battle,
say.
And, you know, it's funny you say that. Let's go ahead and get into entertainment, because I saw Battlestar Galactica Razor already, and I'd like
you
to
did?
Talk to you about it. Yes, let's do it. Entertainment, Steven.
Entertainment.
Hey, Steven, what's going on? Hey, I keep hearing an annoying echo. It's driving me crazy. But anyway, let's go to entertainment. All right, entertainment. Before I go talk about Battlestar Galactica Razor, Beowulf came out today, Bill.
Yes,
I am Beowulf!
I'm tired of hearing that.
I am Beowulf! No, but seriously, Bill, how cool is Beowulf?
I would say the movie itself is good, not great, but the experience of seeing an IMAX 3D is overwhelmingly cool.
When you say good, not great, here's all I want to know about, seriously. I don't want my life changed, but the visuals are incredible, right? The animation?
Yes and no. Like, it's got this problem where the facial expressions, the eyes and everything, they're like devoid of any life.
Right.
I mean, the acting is terrific, the voice acting and everything, but they haven't quite, you know, perfected that where it still looks weird while you're watching it.
But, I mean, still, it's really cool. It's going to look cool in high def, and it looks great.
Oh, sure.
You saw it in 3D,
too. IMAX 3D is shockingly cool. I've never experienced anything like that in my life.
And it's incredible action, too, right? Can you tell
me? Yeah. No, it's pretty much nonstop. I mean, it moves at a pace that's incredible.
And it's directed by Robert Zemeckis, who I think is a very talented guy. And I think he's in love with us now, and he'll never work with live-action actors. But is Eddie Deason in it?
I didn't hear his voice, but if he is, that would be awesome.
Oh, man.
And
Eddie.
I'm going to go see it again on Sunday. I'm going to take my dad with me, and because he wanted to see it. But I recommend it. If you have IMAX 3D, definitely.
Or digital
3D? If you have, like, DLP, like digital 3D, it's probably pretty cool also.
I will go to the Rave and see the digital 3D if they have it. The only IMAX I've ever been to is, like, the Dome IMAX, where it shows, like,
the Omnimax.
Yeah.
You have to go all the way to probably to Dallas for the
yeah.
Big
I don't
IMAX
go to
theater.
Dallas. Dallas is just not a friend of mine.
Cesspool.
It's just that traffic sucks ass in Dallas.
It's a bunch of transplants.
Opinion. There you go. Cesspool. You all suck.
This town
damn
needs
you.
An enema. Okay. This week there was a special Battlestar event where they showed Battlestar Razor at movie theaters all over the nation.
Really? And I didn't know that.
And luckily, they showed it really close to my house, so I went. And this is kind of funny, is you register online, like in October, and they send you a thing saying, yes, you can go. I assumed that you could bring a guest, because most movie passes I've ever gotten, you can bring a guest.
Plus one.
So I take my dad to it. Very short notice. My wife was supposed to go. She couldn't because of work stuff. And, you know, it's just cutting it really close at 6 p.m. It's just, that's when everyone's coming home from work. So I end up calling my dad at the last minute. It's like, Dad, you want to go? And he's like, sure. So we go there, and I give him my name, and they go, and your name, sir, to my dad? And he's like, well, why do you need my name? She goes, well, don't you have a pass? And he's like, no, my son does. She's like, it's only one per person. And I was like, what the hell? What do you mean it's one per person? I assumed I could bring a guest. She goes, well.
Yeah, who gives out passes for one person?
And she goes, well, here's what we'll do if the theater's not full, we'll let him go in. And it's like, well, we're supposed to wait outside like dumbasses, see if the theater's full, and then we can go in and get the shittiest seat in the theater. And the lady had already put an X on my hand. She put an X on my dad's hand when she was asking for the names. So she was like, well, I'll put you on the list, sir. So we're sitting over there, and I was like, Dad, what do we do? Should we just go home? This sucks ass. I don't care this much. So we're waiting in line. He goes, I got the red X. Let's just try to get in. So when they start letting in, we just walked in and sat down, and that was it. But still, it was there's too much stress about it.
And this, your butt, Joe Boo.
And there is this is a free movie, so we had to sit through a basically an infomercial for Mass Effect, the new Xbox.
Did the writers get paid?
Yeah.
And there was an interview with Seth Green about his voice acting in the game.
Oh, he's
and that,
good.
That was painful because it's just Seth Green's head. The camera zoomed in that much. And it's doing the, you know how they do the cool camera move where the camera moves left to right, left to right? It's like, hold the camera still. I don't care what MTV generation demographic you're aiming for. Hold the camera still or I'll punch you in the face, cameraman. But he's like, yeah.
But it's Seth Green. The camera has to stay evasive because he's
he can't look directly at Seth
Green. Will overwhelm the camera.
He's stone.
Like, this game is like any. It's not like any role I've ever had. This AJ spaceman. He's like
AJ Hammer.
He's like this angry, brooding star pilot, and you know, he's a brooding guy. So it's a lot different. And they're like, let's see a scene, and he's like. Hey guys, I'm AJ Spaceman, and I'm sitting here. His voice doesn't change at all. He's a shitty voice actor.
I'm so angry and brooding that I sound
AJ Spaceman. You suck.
You're alluding to that he's a good actor otherwise.
Yeah. So, and you know, I've never had a problem with the guy, but I don't want to see a friggin' interview with him about a stupid video game. So, anyway, before I get to Battlestar Razor, in the middle of Battlestar Razor is a commercial break. And they show us more Mass Effect stuff for this game. And there was this one guy in the theater. He goes, lame. and I started laughing uncontrollably because I thought it was the funniest thing I ever heard. Lame.
That is too funny.
But, okay, Battlestar Razor. Basically what this is, you know, it's a... You know, they say it's a movie, but basically it's an extended episode of Battlestar Galactica.
It's an experience.
It has the recap at the beginning. It's the same intro and the same ending that every Battlestar Galactica has. So it just feels like an extra long episode. And this is about Kane and the Pegasus and what happened when the Cylons first hit and what they did. And it's about a new recruit who is new on the ship that day. It's mostly about her journey and how you see Kane turn into this hardened person who... wants revenge against the Cylons and starts doing anything she can to beat them. And that even means taking much needed supplies from civilian people, basically taking people, like if a guy's a doctor on a ship with his family, they're like, you're coming with us. Your family stays. They have to just fend themselves. They also take all the ship's FTL drives just in case. So they're all screwed, all the civilian people. So instead of like what Galactica did was like, everybody, come on, we're going. We're all going to try to protect each other. She was like, screw all you people. We're taking everything we need from you and bye. So the thing I like about what Ronald D. Moore in the show does, they don't give you the easy answers. What it is you could easily see it's a lot. I might have done what Admiral or Commander Kane, whatever rank she was, I might have done what she did more than what Adama did. And Adama even says, I had the president yelling at my ass all the time. And you never know. I might have done what she did had I not had her conscience, along with my conscience. Because it's a military thing. We're at war. You people, I'm sorry. But, you know, we've got to try to survive or whatever.
But still, the president is the head of the military.
Right. So anyway, it's kind of about that, but it's also about Apollo dealing with the same thing when he had the Pegasus. Because, you know, on the show, they kind of just... He had the Pegasus, but they didn't really go into a lot of detail on that, did they?
No,
they skimmed over it.
They had the story arcs going. So it's really cool we get a lot of that. Starbuck taking orders from him and her not getting along with other crew members, that kind of stuff. That was pretty cool. And the flashback stuff's really cool. And the effects are outstanding. You know, the space effects, they're always good. There are some... it gets really ambitious in the third act with space battles and gun battles, like on foot and corridors and stuff, where you could tell they had to take some production shortcuts, meaning quick cuts of, like... But that's okay. I forgive them for that, because I know that Sci-Fi Channel doesn't give them shit to make the show, okay? Low-budget bastards. It's like... hey, Ronald D. Moore, we'd like to give you this extra $500,000, but we're making Mega Snake, and that's really draining our bank accounts right now.
We're giving Mega Snake $100,000.
That feedback, he's a real prima donna, so...
Stan
Lee takes a lot of money.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Did you see
the production on Who Wants to Be a Superhero? Yeah.
That shit. You see all that visual effects when things going.
Shit's
opening left and right. Did you see that water spray?
How hard that is to get that machine that takes off the costumes.
So here's the deal, guys. Anybody who likes BSG is going to like this. I almost thought. I told my dad, I was like, I kind of thought it was going to be like a movie, but it's more like a long episode. But, oh, okay, I get it. They only put it in the theaters for, I don't know why they did that, but it was really cool that they did. All I know is I'd really like to watch every TV show in the movie theater now, because that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool. Now, if you guys are fans of Apollo and Starbuck, there's a lot of Apollo and Starbuck.
With the shirt off?
I'm a huge fan of Apollo Creed. Love that guy.
Also, Adama. He gets all the best lines, of course. There's no Gaius Baltar at all.
Thank God.
So there you
no
go.
No whiny bastard.
No Hilo. None of that. None of those characters.
Don't need
Chief.
Boomer.
No Chief?
Boomer's
in it. I
like
the Chief.
Boomer's in it for like one scene, and it's no big deal. This is mainly about this new cast member. Well, I guess it's not a new cast member. There's like a star of this movie that's not in the series, basically. And I almost feel like she is us, because we're getting to see through her eyes what it's like to show up in this mess, which was really genius for them to do. And whoever this chick was, she's hot and she's a great actress, so it's cool. So I hope you guys like it when you watch it, and I hope it's in HD, and I'm going to record it.
Yeah, I've been set to record.
So what do you guys say we get into what's on our TiVos? Let's do it. Is that okay with you, Steven?
Yes.
All right.
2 weeks behind.
Now, I was watching this craptacular show called TMZ, and they were...
Is that bad?
I don't give a shit about Mark McGrath and that cocksucker from Sugar
Ray. That's the dude from Sugar Ray? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he does that new show like Extra, Access Hollywood. I don't even care what the show
whichever
is.
Whichever one it is.
But... These tabloid shows that follow people around with cameras and they act like they give a shit what Angelina Jolie does. If there is a hell, I hope they burn in it because they annoy the living shit out of me, especially Mark McGrath.
Hey, man.
Now.
He had some great music.
Or
in the 90s.
Sugar Gay, as I call it. One of my favorite things ever was Mark McGrath's walking by this guy on the street and they've got the paparazzi and this guy goes, Sugar Gay. And he goes, what did you say to me? He goes, say that again. And it's like, ooh, Mark McGrath's going to kick some ass. It's like, dude, punch me, Sugar Gay. I'll sue your ass. Come on, punch me. Sugar Gay. Sugar homosexual. You know, whatever. But anyway, they're filming Brittany here. And she's trying to back out her car, but they won't get out of the way. And she runs a red light or some shit. But let's just check the skit out.
Kaplan, Kevin Federline's custody attorney, is subpoenaing a story TMZ aired Friday showing Spears blow through a red light, cutting off oncoming traffic with her kids in the back seat.
Oh, my
Second
God.
Second running the light, she raises
she belongs
herself
in jail.
Up to her face and appears
Throw
to text message, oblivious to red light, green light.
Red light.
Like, that's the only way she can get away from
you
fuckers.
We're told Kaplan will go to court Wednesday and ask Commissioner Scott Gordon to prohibit the mother of two from driving with
kids. Elementary school? Red light. Green light.
Oh, yeah.
Red light.
So they said that their video was
green light.
Subpoenaed.
What was with that music?
I don't know. But okay.
They overplay music.
They always have to have that horrible music in the background.
Marie Osmond. This is rapid punches, guys. Quick hits. Marie Osmond was on Larry King this week. She's gone
she's
through
alive.
Quite an ordeal. Yes, she's alive, Vanessa. She's not that old. Here's the deal. She has a lot of children because she's Mormon. I don't know what that means. But anyway, Larry King tries
Vagina
to...
Vagina is the clown car.
Larry King tries to pretend like he cares about her, but really he's getting into stuff that's none of his business. And he keeps prying. Just check this out. And even surprises her.
I know that you have many children.
I do.
And I know that Michael is in rehab, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
How did you know that?
I was told. Oh, and yeah. I think it's important that people know how you deal with it. How are you dealing with it?
This last week with my dad passing was hard for many reasons. That was one of them. My son was put into a rehab. It's really hard. You know, he's dealing with a lot of issues. I don't know that I feel comfortable talking for him. I think he'll have to deal with that. But I will say this. My son is amazing. He's dealing with a lot. He's one of my kids. He's dealing with adoption issues, all kinds of things right now.
He was adopted?
I think he was. He is.
She doesn't even know her children are adopted.
And
how are you dealing with that?
I think that one was. I think that what that means is she didn't want to say that.
I bring it up because no one's had a week like 50th anniversary.
I think that means Larry King's a freaking douchebag.
There's
only four left on Dancing with the Stars, and you're dealing with a son in rehab.
Yeah, people need to know about this. No, they don't. It's none of our business.
I love my son just the same whether he was adopted or not.
Yeah, but you realize she kind of was like, I just said my son was adopted, and he's having issues with it, and I just said it on Larry King. And so she tries to go back on it. Maybe he's not, but it's too late. But anyway, don't go on Larry King, okay? The guy's friggin' crypt keeper, for Christ's sakes. Tales from the Crypt! Okay, Vanessa, you wouldn't think that you have a lot in common with Jessica Simpson, would you?
I would hope not.
But there is something that you guys have in common. You're both looking for a man. Let's check it out.
How is your love life?
My love life.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I love life.
What the hell is that?
My love life is going good. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of married to my music right now.
Excellent.
I'm focusing on writing an album. Right. And then as far as boys go, I don't need them.
You should be on strike, lady.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Of a man.
Oh shit, Joy Behar.
You know, somebody who's a really great family guy. Like if a kid were to come up to him and tug on his shirt, like he'd pick him up and twirl him around.
He wouldn't slap him in the face.
Any kid in particular? Any kid.
He wouldn't kidnap him.
I definitely love a family man. A guy that's not afraid to pick up the babies.
So basically a child abductor is what she's looking for.
Exactly.
Now there was other huge news on The View this week. Let's check it out.
We have news.
Yes.
We have news from young Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe we have her on the line. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, ladies.
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
What's up, girlfriend?
Calling the bowels of hell.
Young Elizabeth has...
They were having a seance.
We heard you had the baby.
Ouija board.
I was trying to hold out for your birthday tomorrow.
Look at how pretty.
Hey, if you're in the audience, everyone goes, don't do it too, because you'll rot in hell if you do.
You called me on Saturday. When was the baby born?
The baby was born on Friday.
Yeah.
In the morning, 7:52 a.m. His name is Taylor Thomas Hasselbeck.
Taylor.
Revealed his name.
Taylor is cute.
Public,
yes,
right?
Very cute.
Yes, this is the first time.
How long were you in labor?
Forever.
Oh my God. There's a recording of labor,
it's
I guess.
Cluthu. He invaded the studio.
Cthulhu. Oh man. No, Bill, one of the Foggy Christ. Now, Bill, one of the homosexual judges on Dancing with the Stars, he said a thing about President Bush, and I don't like what he's saying about my president, Bill. Let's check it out.
What is that snorting?
Was that like 2 weeks
you come
ago?
From Brazil. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be good at
the same. We took last week off, Bill, all right?
Well, because you come from Brazil doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be good at the samba. In the same way, just because you come from Texas doesn't mean to say you're going to be a good president.
Hello! Hello!
It was a joke! Here goes the visa!
There goes the visa.
I still have to argue the facts.
Stop Texas!
Joke, you can't say any joke over here without people going. Let me tell you this video. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Now, Bill, that guy's
Sick
not from.
Bollocks.
Where's that guy from if he's not from America? Is he from Britain? The UK? Oh, yeah! Isn't Benny Hill from there too? Okay, enough of that. So anyway, Kelly Pickler, you remember her from American Idol? She was a very unintelligent person.
She was one of the cast-offs, right?
She was the cute blonde girl who was dumb as a bag of hammers.
Oh, yeah.
She was on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And the answer is no.
Oh, no.
The answer is no. Let's check it out.
Do you have a guess?
I don't think France is a country, but I would have said that. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just going to say France. I don't know.
Okay. France is a country. I will tell you that. If you had said France, you would have gone home with nothing. That is not the right answer. The right answer is Hungary.
Is what?
Hungary.
Hungary?
Like I'm hungry.
That's a country? I've heard of Turkey, but Hungary, never heard of it.
Your fifth grade classmate, Nathan, said, Hungary!
I don't think that's too hard to trick her.
She's fucking stupid.
Holy shit. Survive?
Do you guys pronounce it hungry? Are you hungry?
I knew I was hungry. I went to the Walmart when I was a kid. Rocky.
I was hungry.
So
hungry.
Some pickled pig's feet.
Oh, man. But anyway, I thought of a game show called Bag of Hammers where you see how stupid people are. Like she could host it.
And then whenever they don't get it right, you just smack them over the head with the bag of hammers.
Yeah, Miss Carolina could be on there, too. I personally believe, such as...
Personally.
But I heard Turkey. I hate her hungry. It's like, shoot her in the
I like fried
head.
Turkey.
Sorry, Steve, I didn't mean to spit on you. But anyway, America's Top Model is back, and it's a fantastic show. There's been like 400 seasons of this shit. Do they ever take a break? Christ! How many top models are there? I never see any of these people again. What, do they sell them off to white slavery after the season's over?
The next top model who you'll never see again.
The only one I know is the one that married Peter freaking Brady. But anyway, okay. Let's calm down, Steven. America's Top Model. And this, you know, Tyra, she's really...
Tyra.
Needs to be shot with a tranquilizer, but she's way too hyper. But on this, she always tries to surprise the models with, hey, where are we going? What country are we going to go? And they're not going to Hungary, by the way. But a dragon walks in, one of those kind of Chinese dragons that does it. You know how they do the firecrackers and shit and are all wiggling around? Well, that comes in there, and Tyra's like, what's going on? What is this dragon doing here? And just look how
oh, my God, it's a dragon. We're all going to die.
It's going to kill us. Let's check it out. It's your IQ will drop, by the way, when you listen to this.
Oh, great.
What is going on, guys?
What is it, Tyra?
What are you doing here? What? What?
What?
You are disturbing judging. I never allow anything like this. Oh, now you're trying to bat your eyelashes and be cute, aren't you? What did you just say? What did you just say?
I said you're an uppity bitch.
Are you serious? Girls, guess what? This lion just told me that we are going to China!
I thought it was a dragon.
China!
Oh, nice, guys. Let's do it.
Man, I don't do it, man.
Let me show you what to get. Ta-da! One, two, three. Go and hit it.
You know who got to jump on?
So they're going to China. Whatever.
Was that China's anthem? Bump, bump.
I don't know what that was. And it was a dragon. It's not a lion. What the hell's wrong with her? You be lying, Steven.
You should call it America's Next President.
It's Cthulhu.
You guys remember Cthulhu? Is it Cthulhu or Cthulhu?
I don't know.
It's Inspector Cthulhu. I love the Pink Panther, by the way. So anyway, Project Runway is back, Steven. And it's a great show. And let's
Start
play.
You want.
This show is great because it's called Let's Play Let's Guess Who's Gay. And pretty much you win every time. Let's check it out.
I'd end up taking some silk chiffon, and I decided that I would imbue it.
Where the hell is my chiffon?
And use Rastain as a staining method.
That's China's
own work. I oftentimes use teas and oils and herbs to feed the fabrics.
Elisa might be a little off her block, but I'm kind of curious to see what all comes of it.
But I want her.
I have a tendency to be more toward the edge of avant-garde, so I wanted to create a mythical gown. So I decided to create a cascade, almost like water or like magic, falling out of the back.
Now listen to this guy at the end. This guy.
Yeah.
You're in the dress form?
Yeah.
I think we were all taking a look at what she was doing because it's so different than everyone else.
Is that guy gay?
No.
Seriously, is he? Probably not.
Or very, very, very effeminate.
Just a touch.
Now, we all watched Kitchen Nightmares this week, am I right?
Yes.
Yes.
We watched it last week, but all I remember about that and this week is both guys had that real pencil-thin beard thing going. What the hell
and
is that?
And the guy this week looked like a psychotic leprechaun.
He looked... Yeah, he did. You know that bald comedian?
Yeah, he
looked to me like that bald comedian Jim Norton.
No, because that dude looks like he's friggin' retarded.
But he's kind of like, this guy thought he was so funny. He was just a dick, basically. But have you guys ever had shepherd's pie? I don't think I ever have.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's good.
But
this is
basically what happens to...
Enjoy.
Now, Foggy, will you stop it? No, this is what happens to Gordon Ramsay when he tries the shepherd's pie. Let's see how it went. Usually it goes well whenever he tries out the food before he changes anything about the restaurant.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's just a big ball of grease.
Mmm. Wait, real quick right now. This is the most
overproduced
music on a TV show I've ever seen.
Yeah,
the music never... ever stops ever.
Uh-oh.
Mission Impossible.
That's disgusting.
Join it.
Second door on the left.
Oh no.
Something made it made him sick.
I don't know if he went in the bathroom and threw up, but he ran into lift.
Oh my god.
When a chef can't make a shepherd pie, it worries me.
My shepherd pie was taught to me by, you know, somebody who learned it from somebody who went to Ireland. You know, it's an American art.
Somebody.
That was a little vague.
What on earth was going on there?
The salmon dish that I put out to him always had rave reviews from everybody that's had it.
You could be eating tuna from a can.
Who?
It was that overcooked. Chingo?
Tuna from a can.
Oh, tuna.
Is that you at your
best? Chingo. With me doing what I do is I cook for you. Imagine the way that I would have cooked for somebody that would come in tomorrow night that I don't know.
Every day you have to give it your best shot.
He has no idea what he's talking about, so whatever he has to tell me, I don't really care.
I got a world-class chef who doesn't know what he's talking about.
Exactly. I love
this guy's friggin' clueless.
Every week, there's someone who is just so... They don't want to be told they're doing something wrong, and they always have that realization period where I've screwed up. I'm going to listen to Gordon Ramsay.
And by the end, they're sobbing. I can't believe
it. I don't think we talked about the guy who had the pizzeria. He had the pencil-thin beard, right?
Yeah, and everything he wanted to do was, when I go national.
The concept. Yeah.
Well, that guy lost his mind, and he came back and finished out the night, and he didn't really have that talk with Gordon Ramsay afterwards, and Gordon Ramsay goes, I have a feeling he's not going to stick to what I did. I don't know. And he just leaves, and the show's over. They didn't really resolve much. But this they do. The stuff that Gordon Ramsay comes up with here, it looked good, didn't it? All the chicken and...
Oh, yeah.
The one part that annoyed me was the restaurant critic.
She's a bitch.
She's like,
a little 15-year-old girl.
Do you really want to review? We've been waiting here for an hour. It's like,
I have a sophisticated palate.
It's like, hey, bitch, here's a nickel. Go have that mole removed off your cheek.
Molly Russell's wart.
So anyway,
here's the quarter. Go down to the street and have a rat and all that thing off your face.
This I do like the show, but I'm so sick of the someone yelling in the kitchen, and then they cut to someone turning their head real quick.
Yeah,
they showed a little girl Bill cover her eyes.
Yeah. I was waiting to see the camera pan and have three monkeys, one covering her mouth, one covering her eyes, one covering her ears. But it's the new season of Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares overseas premiered like 3 weeks ago. And it's so incredible the difference between the two shows.
I've heard it's much better.
I've watched Kitchen Nightmares since it started.
Nice!
And I think it's the UK season is in its fifth season now. And it's not overproduced. It's very well done. The people are real. They don't, you know, it's just, makes this U.S. version
look like
garbage.
I really wish Gordon
Ramsay
would step in and go, guys. Calm down.
Hold the blip down.
We don't need this, you know.
Yeah, this production company that runs Hell's Kitchen and Kitchen Nightmares really needs to be fired.
Oh my god!
That sound of the toilet.
Oh my god!
Sounded so canned.
Yeah,
like
it did.
They were like, "Hey, does anybody have a clip of a toilet flushing?" No, but I'm sure we can find one online.
Now we're running out of time here, guys. So let's quickly talk about Heroes. And let me just talk about Heroes real quick, you guys. I'm sorry I'm dominating this thing, but I just got to say something before anyone else says anything. Because, okay.
Where's that toilet flushing sound?
Tim Kring, who created Heroes, it's a really good idea, I think. But this guy also created Crossing Jordan. If you were to watch Crossing Jordan, you would see that although the show is kind of watchable, it's very dopey and cheesy. And
like Touched by an Angel?
It's got Jerry O'Connell in it, so
that's a plus, though, Bill. Yeah.
But got Vern in it.
Here's the problem with it. It's not challenging, or there's nothing really there's nothing original about it. It's just kind of cheesy, whatever. Heroes is like that, too. I think it's not the writing never blows me away on this show. The acting never blows me away on the show. Although there are cast members that I like on the show, there are characters who don't evolve at all. There's way too many characters who are clueless and always asking questions, i.e. Peter and friggin' Mohinder.
Jessica.
I want to go back from season one, episode one, and every single episode, just create a sound file of Peter asking a question. What am I doing here? What are you doing?
How did I do that?
What am I doing here?
Who am I?
Yeah.
How do I wipe my ass?
As long as he does it with his shirt off, I'm okay with
Peter
it.
Peter is the dumbest character in the history of television. The guy is an effing moron, Steven. Do you agree with me?
I like how in this last episode, after not taking one dose of the suppressant, he can walk through a wall. All of a sudden, you know, like 5 seconds later.
No, he said it went five. He says, I've gone 5 days.
Yeah, he went five days. But here's the thing that, did you really have
it just
to
seems like
talk with the guy in the other cell to come up with his big plan?
I like how they just happen to have like an open freaking duct work or something to the other cell.
Now here's the other thing.
It just happens to be that way.
Here's the other thing that I wanted to say about Heroes. They cannot write women on this show. And tell me if you agree with me, Vanessa.
They either
have bewildered girl Claire or just kind of bitchy. Like they have Kristen Bell on the show, who's a great actress. They have nothing for her to do but be obnoxious, much like the girl from Reaper, the girl from Stick It, girl. Or Nikki. Oh, my favorite part of the whole episode, she's like, who are you?
Gina.
She's like, I'm Gina. I'm the coke whore personality you made up.
I'm the slutty L.A. party girl.
Yeah, I was like, what? They bring back D.L. for this episode. I thought he died from his gunshot wounds. But no, he was perfectly fine. And he became a fireman. What?
Okay. He's a convicted criminal.
He's a fireman. And then he saves a kid with his powers. But
they didn't check into his background.
We've seen him get shot at before. A bullet went through his head, but he phased in time. For some reason, this guy has this power to be a ghost at all the time, but you can still get the drop on him and shoot him real quick, and he can't stop
Tony
it.
Tony Montana comes up with freaking
she's snorting coke with this bohunk, this oily bohunk guy, and he's like, she's with me, she's my wife. And he's like, whatever. What motivation does this guy have? You know what? No! You may be married to her, but I'm going to go get my gun, and I'm going to murder you in cold blood
for no reason. They leave the club, and they're going down the stairs, and somehow this guy gets from the back of the club to the front of the club.
Yeah, I thought that, too.
And he had to run to his friggin', Monte Carlo in the parking lot.
And get a little extra pomade to put in his hair.
Yeah. So, anyway, retarded, and I'm losing my voice, Steven. Crap. What am I doing?
You were earlier doing the Peter Brady.
So, anyway, voice. Here's what I'm saying, is that was bad, really bad, and I'd rather have DL back than Nikki, Jessica, or Gina, or Gina, I think is the way you pronounce it.
Gina.
So, didn't you feel that the whole thing of Peter and Nathan in the air was kind of like, a lot of people wanted to see that in the finale. Maybe we should do a 4 months earlier and work that in.
Yeah, that would have ended it enough so that I would have been satisfied. If they would have had that tacked on to the end, Peter catching him and flying away, and that was the end of the season.
Right.
That would have been perfect.
But they're doing revisionist now. It's like when they showed what's the girl who could show illusions? They showed her this season as a fat girl when she was dead, when we wanted to see it last season. It's almost like they're reading the forum going, hey, that's a good idea. We should have done that. Let's do it in a 4 months ago episode. It doesn't – what you need to do is come up with these ideas before the viewer wishes that they could see that. Because when you wish you could see it, you're George Lucas making the prequels. You don't get to see –
they're raping ideas from classic material like Watchmen and classic Marvel comics, DC comics – you know, and they're not even using it to its proper ability.
The show needs to ask itself what it wants to be. Do you want to be an adventure show, or do you want to be all slow-moving and puzzle-ish like Lost, which is not working for the show this season. I'm sorry. Yeah. Turn it into a more adventure show. The whole subplot with Peter, and he's got this Irish girlfriend or whatever, and all that stuff was so lame. I'm sorry. The stuff with Hera, I didn't mind Hera going to the past if it would have lasted like two or three episodes. They stuck it out way too long. The whole sending Ando.
With him screwing up the history.
Yeah, it was all retarded. I'm sorry. Because, Steven, you called it also. You said that
Adam
would be the guy in the future killing people off. Remember, I was like, why? Why would it? And you were like, it just is or whatever. I think the writers were like, let's just make them that.
That's how horribly predictable it is.
It's really predictable, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. I mean, I will continue to watch Heroes until they run out of episodes, but I'll just say this. I don't really give a shit what happens. I'm sorry.
Nope.
We probably lost.
Without his shirt on, I'm fine.
We probably lost some, and they probably will, Vanessa. They probably have a demographic like, you know, the episode sucked, I see, but the numbers were up whenever Peter had his shirt off. So can we have more of that? You know,
I'll just pause it right there.
When does
working nip slips in for the girls?
Now, when does Milo Ventimiglia say, no, I'm not taking my shirt off anymore. I want a decent script. That's when they
kill his character. Well, you know what's even worse is I watched the commentary online for the episode, and it's that Milo Ventimiglia Cluthu. He's with
and I like that guy's. I don't think he's a bad actor or anything. I really think they don't know how to write his character.
Better.
They don't
but
want
it's
his character.
That Greg Beeman, the showrunner, and they are just gushing over how great they are. Like, oh, remember this shot? This show was great.
No, I do. Greg Beeman is a great director, though, Bill. I think that visually the show is great. They have great shots. I love the way it looks in HD. But my problem is with the story. They don't want Peter to know everything because he'll be too powerful. But I'm sorry. Yeah. You're going to have to deal with that. You stop. You know, pussyfooting around is what I'm saying.
Already, people watch the show to see the powers. They think it's cool.
Well, they also want decent storyline. It's just like, much like Matt Parkman, who I think is a great character, but at times when it doesn't work for the script, for the timing, they need him to be stupid for a scene so he can't figure something out until the next commercial break. Drives me nuts, you know?
And since Adam seems to know everything, he's been around for hundreds of years.
Okay, Mohinder...
How did he get caught?
He's a sleeper agent for HRG, or Noah. He's HRG to me. And then he's like, I don't trust him anymore. I'm going to tell him I'm working for HRG. Oh, wait, you're a jerk. I'm going to smash these vials. Oh, wait, you're sorry? Okay, I'm working with you again. It's like, dude, make up your freaking mind, dude. Drives me nuts. My research, not my father's research. Research.
My blood research.
Loxley.
Hey,
the blood of my blood's research.
Wait a second. Where exactly is Mohinder from?
India, or?
He speaks with a British accent!
I know.
Anyway, so
he got into his character
let's
too
go
much.
Ahead and get into Smallville real quick. And this pretty much sums up Smallville.
I need you to give me a ride. I need to get this ring off my finger and go to the fortress.
Look, Clark, my Yaris gets awesome mileage, but I seriously doubt it'll get us all the way to the North Pole.
Yaris got awesome mileage.
So, how many times has she mentioned her Yaris on the show?
Clark, my Yaris has an awesome interior, but I doubt it's going to be enough for a celebrity.
As much as the Nissan Versa did last season in Heroes.
And they had a new one this week, this year. But anyway, last week was all Lana gets Clark's powers. We don't really have time to go into it. It was a great episode. Yes. Especially when she went bad and started wearing leather, black leather, to show she's bad. My favorite part in that episode is when she basically kicks Lois across the room. We've said it again. On Smallville, you don't get punched. You get thrown. They always throw
kicked,
people.
Thrown.
And it's got to be a glass table.
In fact, I believe Lana was thrown across the room in this episode by Clark's uncle.
Yes.
Because he brings his mother back from the dead through this vial and also his evil uncle. And he wants to, for some reason.
The scary uncle.
Yeah, he's a scary uncle. You're right, Bill. It's genius. But the best part about it is, for some reason, have you noticed that Grant Gabriel isn't talking like we like him to lately?
I know. What happened?
I guess that's only when he's in the newsroom or something. But here he's, I mean, we're running out of time. Let's gloss over this for a second. Lois is having an affair with Grant Gabriel, and things are getting pretty heavy, Steven. Very serious.
It is.
Well, newsroom sex-amandious.
But my favorite part is Chloe sees her messing around. She automatically thinks, what a slut. That's how she got her job. She's been blowing him in the office. And Chloe has never done any of that because she's a good girl in study. She's a bookworm, right?
Right.
She's very studious, and she's got her magic computer. But anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. But another thing, Bill, is for some reason, the scary uncle goes to Lionel Luther
Chulu.
And knows that he's Jor-El's
vessel.
Concubine.
Wessel.
I don't think that's
Wessel.
The right term.
You are Jor-El's wessel.
But here's the thing. How many episodes of this show has Lionel not only gotten beaten up, but gotten the living shit kicked out of him?
John Glover in his leather chest is
leather
the
chest.
Toughest man ever.
They make saddlebags out of...
they do. He grows it, they harvest it, and they make saddlebags.
And it grows back. It's genius. But
it does.
But here's the thing.
That's how he survives.
Clark saves him just in time, and they go back and forth. And as soon as Clark had that ring on, and it took away his powers, the first thing I thought of is, dude, obviously kryptonite won't hurt you now, so go get a bag of kryptonite and go give the guy a big hug, and it'll, you know, then, you know, shoot him in the head with a shotgun or something.
I'm just wondering, okay, this ring that came from Krypton, all of a sudden just, okay, she was just brought back from this.
Okay, just, I thought she was made
DNA.
From DNA, but she has props back from
the
home
world. Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. Yeah.
Don't you understand how advanced Kryptonian
and,
science is?
Yeah, it's
is.
Like Scary Uncle's got this kick-ass leather trench coat kind of thing going on. But here's another.
Yeah, he stopped at the Matrix to pick that up.
I thought he stole
Billy Corrigan's dress, leather dress.
Tonight. Okay, here's another thing. Stephen Bill and
where are these vampires?
Despite all of his rage, he's still just a dipshit in a cage. Now, but here's the thing. When Clark finally decides, hey, I can get kryptonite and, you know,
defeat him,
he gets the tiniest kryptonite rock he can find, and he just lays it on his chest, and it falls off his chest.
What? Yeah. Tuck it in his shirt. Come on.
I'm going to stop you. Wait, hold on. Can you hold on to this for me?
Well, he didn't know. She's like, Clark, you're the only one who can pull the crystal out. He doesn't have his powers anymore. Did that matter at that time?
No, because I think it's just because he put it in.
Because it's like,
that, you know,
he's in the house
Excalibur.
Of yeah, he's his dad or whatever. So anyway, his mom has to disappear too. So he gets rid of his scary uncle and his mom at the same time, but she'll always love him. It's all sweet and everything. But Kara, or Supergirl, she gets zapped away too. And what's this, Steven? She wakes up. Where's her?
In Ireland with amnesia.
She has no memory. And
Detroit.
She wakes up with the Black Donnellys, and they're going to pull a jewel heist. So that'll be good to see next week. But not before we see this. Grant Gabriel goes to... Lex is like, you will not see Lois anymore. That's dangerous and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, I love her. And they have this conversation. It's very interesting.
You'll be happy to hear Lois Lane and I no longer share a toothbrush. It's over.
Look, I know she's not the type you want to catch and release, but trust me, it's for your own good.
Are these for my own good?
Nunchucks.
Oh, my God.
What happened, Lex? Your own private reality show?
I'm keeping an eye on you so you don't get into trouble.
You're spying on me, and it stops now. I don't care how much you've helped me. I'm not a rat
you're
in one of your labs.
You're spying on me.
You're right. I'm sorry.
You got me. Busted.
I went to the Green Arrow School of Acting.
We can't keep this secret forever, Lex.
Poor me,
I'm not afraid of Lionel Luther.
Well, you should be. No one can know. Do you understand? If he found out the truth, he could kill you.
Secret
I'm
love affair.
Son. You're my brother.
What?
How could he?
I love you.
Our dear old dad told the world that you were dead and then
no,
secretly gave
Vanessa.
You up for adoption all because
yes,
his wife was terminally ill. He's not going to
no,
want that
not.
Skeleton stepping out of the closet.
What he did happened a
skeleton
long time
stepping
ago.
Out of closet.
In the public's eyes, there's no statute of limitations
oh,
only
no,
when you're
it's
infant
Mr.
out
Bones.
In the cold. Trust me, it's better the world knows you as Grant Gabriel.
My name is Julian Luther.
Oh, sorry.
No,
that's
no,
a
sorry.
Good name. Sorry for laughing. Great name, Julian Luther. I am Julian Lennon.
And that's a good ending.
Sean Lennon sucks. I'm the real son. Oh, I don't know what I'm getting. So anyway, Smallville kicks ass.
Hey,
Steven.
Yeah, there was also
and on
a good
another
zombie
note.
Line this week, too.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. There's a part where she's like, Clark, your mom, she's not really alive. This is a clone of her. And he says this line.
She's not a zombie.
I didn't say she was, so what?
She's not an addict.
She's not a zombie.
There is a Comic-Con in town, and Kara is in...
Sweet.
We can go see her.
And or Van Vorty.
Is, yeah. Is she part of the undead, by the way?
Yes.
She's not a zombie.
Oh, sorry, Clark. So anyway, guys, here's what we're going to do. That's Smallville, and it's a fantastic show. No matter what Vanessa says about the acting, it's really good.
It's actually better than Heroes.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, where am I? I got amnesia. Hey, who are you in the cell next door? Pizza. They're all bad. Let's save the world. Oh, okay. I'm going to stop taking my medication. Hey, look. I walked through the wall. Okay, let's go. Stupid-ass show.
Superhero.
You know, if I met Tim Kring, I'd punch him in the nose. And then I would give him ideas for
Peter,
his show. I'm not
Peter
part of
is the exception to the rule of don't piss on my head and tell me it's raining.
Could we call
he actually believes people's pissing on his head.
We're not in the Writers Guild. We could write Heroes right now while they're on strike. We'll be called scabs, but still, the show will be much improved. What do you guys say?
I think we could do it.
We should try it.
Is what? Hungry? That's a country? I've heard of Turkey.
Oh.
Dumb shit, that's a country?
Wow, she's really not smart.
Nice!
Exactly. Is Vanessa there?
Yes.
Yes, hey, are you ready to do the news?
I certainly am.
By the way, shout out to everyone in the chat room. I hope sound isn't as bad as it was 2 weeks ago. Until I get the sound... issues worked out. I apologize for any of that. It's probably because of RAM on my computer, stuff like that. Being connected to the station and having Bill and Vanessa also on Skype. You never know. Just stuff like that. But to do what you can to... I'm sorry. My wheels were just shot off. No. Here's what you do. Download our podcast, and it sounds fantastic. There you go. Now, here we go. Let's do the news. What do you say, Vanessa?
Sounds good.
Your love life. Do you have a boyfriend?
I am beautiful and I have a lot of potential and I'm extremely confident. I'm also very, very beautiful in the inside. And I may not be book smart, but I make everybody laugh.
That's great, Vanessa. Now, what do we got in the news this week?
Well, in Los Angeles, Lindsay Lohan was a jailbird for just 84 minutes, becoming the latest celebrity to serve less than a day for a drunken driving offense.
She's not a zombie.
No, I think she is, Clark.
Lohan, who's only 21, turned herself into the Los Angeles County Women's Detention Center in Linwood at 10:30 a.m. She was searched, fingerprinted, and placed in a holding cell in the inmate reception area, but got to keep her street clothes. She was cooperative, the sheriff said. Lohan was released at 11:54 a.m. Her original day-long sentence was reduced because she met criteria that took into account overcrowding at the lockup and the fact that her crime was nonviolent. Did she receive special treatment? Absolutely not. This is what we do for most everyone in that position. In fact, 30 to 50 women are granted early releases from the facility every day. In May, the star of Mean Girls was arrested after crashing her Mercedes-Benz into a tree in Beverly Hills.
You know, why do they always do that? Like, the star of Mean Girls?
Yeah, we don't know who the hell she is.
Like, why don't they say the star of that Georgia Rule movie?
The star of The Parent Trap.
The star of
Herbie the Love Bug.
Yeah.
Because I'm underage.
Yeah. Or Herbie.
Co-star of Justin Long and Herbie the Love Bug.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vanessa. Go ahead.
She was arrested again in July after the mother of Lohan's former personal assistant called 911 to report that her car was being chased by an SUV. The chase ended in Santa Monica, where police arrested Lohan for being behind the wheel. In both cases, Lohan was found in possession of small amounts of cocaine. What? This girl's a fucking moron.
Cocaine.
In August, she reached a plea deal on misdemeanor drunken driving and cocaine charges stemming from the arrest.
Vanessa,
the
this isn't an editorial, so could you...
Well, this is going over her rap sheet just over the past few months.
No, but you called her effing moron. That shows that you're not neutral in your news telling stuff. What is the word looking for?
Yeah, whatever.
You need to remove the bias.
Unbiased.
Yeah, unbiased.
Okay, she's a great girl who follows the law. How's that?
No, you're still unbiased biased there. You don't have an opinion about it. You're just reporting it.
I sure do.
Not really. No.
All right. Now in Sydney, Australia, Santas in Australia's largest city have been told not to use Father Christmas's traditional ho-ho-ho greeting because it could be offensive to women. Sydney Santa Claus have instead been...
To be slut, slut, slut. Whore, whore, whore.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so.
Well, they've been instructed instead to say ha, 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 which makes
sense.
Oh,
my God. Only...
Ha, ha, ha. What are you laughing at?
Only
nothing.
Bitches selling themselves on the street corner for crack will care if Santa calls them a ho, 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 and they'll still suck his dick for $5. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Steven.
They suck dick for coke.
Well, one disgruntled Santa told the newspaper a recruitment firm warned him not to use ho, ho, ho because it could frighten children and was too close to ho, a U.S. slang term for prostitute. Give me a break, said Julie Gale, who runs the campaign against sexualizing children called Kids Free to Be Dicks.
Okay.
We are talking about little kids who do not understand that ho, ho, ho has any other connotation, and nor should they. Leave Santa alone. Said that it's misleading.
Can't we all just get along?
It's absolutely ridiculous. I'm sorry, but people are getting a little too politically correct.
Well, you know, I could see, say you were a hoe, and
you don't want to be reminded of it.
You didn't realize it was Santa.
Are you really going to be at a mall where they're at? Wouldn't you be on a street corner somewhere?
Yeah, like Santa's going to go ho, 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 and the kids are going to go, where? Where's the hoe? There's the hoe! Couldn't he be talking about a garden tool?
Right, exactly, yeah. Bill.
Yeah, but, you know, they always have to find something to gripe
they
about.
They got to make everything dirty.
I don't know anybody who thinks ho, ho, ho is a derogatory term toward a woman.
For you, I'm Christmas tree.
No, you know what I heard? Like, for instance, did you know they won't play White Christmas in a lot of during Christmas time in stores because it might be offensive? Like, it's not
I'm
an Aryan Christmas they're talking
of
about.
A
they're
black
talking
personless Christmas.
They're not talking about.
They're talking about snow.
They're talking about snow. They're not talking about Aryan cleansing the world during Christmas. But it's just,
I'm dreaming but of they, a blonde, blue-eyed Christmas.
They have to do that because the whole world gets offended now.
You're retarded.
I'm not offended. Well, I am offended, actually, of the stupidity. So
yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
It was a joke.
Exactly.
Yeah, why can't we be offended by stupidity? And start making fun of people.
I know. Round all the stupid people.
You know what offends
I'm
me?
I'm dreaming this of a Christmas where they send all the black people back to Africa.
This offends me.
That's offensive.
It's what?
See, well, that's
hungry.
What I'm saying.
That's a country?
Yeah,
I've heard of Turkey.
That's offensive.
That's offensive there.
Exactly. And it's not turkey, it's
pork chop sandwiches.
Exactly. All right, Vanessa, what else you got?
God, did that smell good.
Having marital problems? Have
yes.
you tried putting
no.
an egg in your underwear?
Yes.
A woman
I do that
in
all
Cyprus,
the time.
Just for the hell of it. A woman
it
in Cyprus
huh?
is on trial for sorcery. After pledging to shake off a curse apparently plaguing a man's relationship with his wife and mother-in-law. The suggested remedy consisted of an egg, a spoon, a nail, some pubic hairs, and underpants. She cracked the eggs. Yeah, she cracked the egg into my underpants, the 37-year-old man told the paper. The elderly woman wanted some 5,000 Cyprus pounds for her efforts.
Huh?
Sorcery is that she wanted to get paid for this crap.
That
sorcery
is
banned in Cyprus. Though many people do indulge in card readings, palmistry, and read runes in coffee cups. So she is breaking a law in Cyprus.
But it's not illegal in Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
I'm squirting your butt with a water hose.
That's illegal, too, in some places.
Squirting your butt with the water.
In the southern states, especially Arkansas.
It's a colonic. You have to have a license for that, I think.
You're in a deep state of crap.
Yeah, if you get the water hose. Yeah,
that's why you need
butt.
Cleaned out.
All right, and here's the interesting one. Robert Stewart, 51, admitted a sexually aggravated breach of the peace by conducting himself in a disorderly manner and simulating sex.
Huh?
Sheriff Colin Miller also placed Stewart on the sex offenders register for 3 years. For what? He was trying to have sex with a bicycle and has been sentenced to 3 years probation. He was caught in the act with the bicycle by cleaners in his bedroom at an Averly House hostel in Ayr.
What? He had said, where? What part of the bicycle?
The horn.
The horn.
Yeah, I think
that
sound baby. What? I think he was bicycling in the news, just got it caught in the chain.
That's probably what the horn did sound like, actually, Bill.
Take it, honk, honk.
Good
Take
lord.
It all.
You like it, don't you, Schwinn? Don't you?
Oh, God.
My little huffy bitch.
Huffy bitch.
Oh,
well, the cleaners came in.
Oh, my God. Gordon Ramsay just puked. That story grossed me out. But Vanessa, does it say where the sex happened on the?
It said in his bedroom in the hostel.
Yeah, he was in a hostel, and the cleaning ladies used the master key. They tried knocking several times. He didn't answer. And
I'm
they observed.
Busy fucking my bike. Leave me alone! I'm busy in here.
They observed the man only wearing a white T-shirt, naked from the waist down.
Where was he sticking his penis? I don't understand the story.
Wait. Why do you assume he's putting his penis in anything? Maybe he's putting something inside his...
Maybe he's rising.
Oh!
There's no seat on that bike.
He was the bitch. I never thought of that. His bike was raping him. My God.
That slutty bike.
The machines have taken over. It's maximum overdrive. Jesus. Humans here.
Sorry. You can't do this. We made you.
Cue AC/DC.
Well, as they walked in,
Steven's lost it.
Nice.
Thank you.
Okay, well, as the cleaning ladies walked in, they saw him with only a t-shirt on. He was...
Were they Hispanic? Madre de Dios!
Dios mío! That he was holding the bike and moving his hips back and forth as if to simulate sex.
Holy bike fucker!
Bike fucker!
Call the police!
They were extremely shocked, and they told the manager, who called the police. Sheriff Colin Miller told Stewart, in almost four decades in the law, I thought I'd come across every perversion known to mankind, but this one is new on me. I have never heard of a psychosexualist.
Where was he sticking his
penis? Sometimes
they
just can't resist the lines, the sweet curving lines of the bicycle.
What if he was playing around? You know, like sometimes you're riding your bike and you stop and you're talking to somebody and you kind of like just play with your bike or whatever. Do they think maybe... He was having sex with it, but...
Ride that painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn!
Was it a girl bike?
Yeah, did it have, like, the little...
Was it missing the center bar?
What do they call those?
Tassels
hanging off the...
Basket.
It's got a big flag coming off of it and a banana seat.
Does it have a card in the spokes? Okay. Now on to Los Angeles again. We already spoke about this, but Britney Spears, the video about her running the red light with her children in the car, was submitted into court Friday, a week after anyone with an internet connection could pretty much judge it for themselves. There was no word on the possible impact of this latest piece of evidence entered in the child custody battle between her, the pop star, and her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, in Los Angeles.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Mark Vincent Kaplan, Federline's attorney, declined to comment after the closed-door hearing before Court Commissioner Scott Gordon. Kaplan also said Gordon issued a sealed order that he could not discuss. The video, paparazzi posted the video on November 9th on the celebrity website TMZ.com. It shows the 25-year-old singer appearing to blow a red light at a Hollywood Hills intersection, taking a left in front of the stopped oncoming traffic while cameras flash and someone yelling, "Red light! Red light!"
I think she's going to give this up. I mean, come on. You know, yeah, she's an absolute friggin' mess. She needs help. We all know it. Let her do her own thing. I mean, stop crucifying the girl.
Well, I agree.
I mean, seriously, there's a video now where she ran over a dude's foot. And like a paparazzi, I'm sorry. I would have gunned it. I would have gunned it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't care how many people it is.
I was gonna force.
That's like, yeah,
they're like invading the personal space. I mean, that's gotta be.
They need to make some sort of a 50-foot wall.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, they go into their backyards. You know, I saw this one site where it's supposed to be like these candid celebrity photos, and a lot of them you could tell they were in the person's backyard or looking through their front window.
These are super zoom lenses.
And I'm not
like,
even
they can
Britney.
Be like a couple hundred yards away and still get a shot like that.
Yeah, not even Britney, but any star or whatever. I mean, seriously, if you get some kind of thrill out of a picture of them being bothered as they're walking down the street or something. I don't get it, man. I know a lot of people are like,
hobbies.
Well, they're celebrity, man. This is the life you get for it. I understand that. Okay, I get that.
The one they give up is
to be celebrated, not stalked by assholes.
Is like, it, you know, the occasional autograph seeker, you know.
Yeah.
It's
fine. But the whole trying to get a picture of when they're bringing their baby home or whatever.
Yeah,
the people were like, I can't wait to see what her baby looks like. Why do you care? I mean.
Exactly.
Really? But honestly, do people care or do they make us think we care?
Martin McGrath is trying to tell us.
There are idiots out there that care.
Very nice grass, actually.
But it's just, to me, you know, like you're saying, a lot of people say, hey, they ask for it when they're a celebrity. I don't think that's they ask for it at all.
No, the people aren't asking for the public is asking for
it. The people who are taking the pictures are saying they're asking for it. Hey, you're a celebrity. This is life. But and here's another thing.
That's what they say to justify their miserable
existence. Yeah.
Can all these girls, Brittany, Lindsay, Paris, all of them, stop wearing those big bug eye glasses? What the hell is
with those? God, dinner plates. Those. Yeah, you could eat dinner off of them.
What are those called? Why are they all wearing those? Because it doesn't hide you. It makes you stand out more. Is that Brittany, Paris, Lindsay? They all wear those stupid glasses. Let's run over their cameras.
The fashion glasses.
Where's some of those John Lennon specs? They won't recognize you.
Look at, like, on the show Dexter this past week, his sister, the girl that plays that, wore those big, ugly, friggin' aviator 1980 sunglasses that take up half her head. And I'm like, you don't look good in that. What are you doing?
She's not a zombie.
Nobody looks good in those.
And that's just the style.
Now, Vanessa, to leave plenty of time for the DVDs, are you done with the news yet? Or do you have any more stories?
Well, I was just going to go over this briefly, what we're talking about with celebrities. Uma Thurman is actually dealing with a stalker right now. This guy was a total shit. Well, he was a former psychiatric patient. And he would send her a letter saying if he saw her with a man, he would kill himself, possibly in front of her.
How is your love life?
And he's been trying to contact her for 2 years, won't leave her alone, and he keeps sending her emails, her family emails, and he pretty much thinks like they're in a relationship. And so it's just that's what was kind of going on that same line of, you know, that these poor celebrities have to deal with on a day-to-day basis is not only the paparazzi, but psychos out there. So,
oh, yeah, because people, I guess we answer our questions, there are people who are obsessed with that shit. So,
yeah, it's usually the psychiatric patients.
Yeah,
which is what this guy is.
I can't get enough of that Kelly Pickler. I've been following her around.
Is what? Hungry? That's a country? I've heard of Turkey.
The reason I'm following her is because I'm going to hit her over the head with a bat.
I'm going to hit her over the head with a frozen turkey.
Here's your turkey, nice. Bitch.
Here's your turkey. It's called Butterball.
All right, Vanessa, is that all you got?
It's from Hungary.
All right, Bill, let's do the DVDs. What do you say?
Let's do it. Ow!
Steven? I missed it.
I missed it.
101 episodes? Ow! Why, Bill?
DVDs,
HD, Blu-ray, extended definition.
DVDs!
Sorry, I'm already losing my voice. No reason to make it
scream.
Any worse. Oh, hell yeah, guys, the DVDs! Word up!
That's
what I can't do. All screaming for Bill. They want to hear the latest DVD releases, Bill.
Yeah! You're screaming because I'm running around naked.
Wowie, wow, wow, wow.
All right, Bill, what DVDs do we have?
Are you an excited Christopher Walken?
Bill, he's raping a bike. But where? How do you rape a bike? Where do you put it? Okay, anyway.
Nice.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, Continental. DVDs for November 20th, 2007, starting off with Luc Besson's Angel A.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Or Angela, Angel A. It's like the most annoying title I've ever seen for a movie.
Yeah. I hear it's a piece of shit, too.
Is Ruby Rod in it?
No.
Luc Besson, the director of...
But I think twogirlsinonecup.com is in it. Don't go look at that.
Luc,
everybody?
Please don't say it. Tony, you just said cupcakes.
No. Anyway, Luc Besson, he's the director of The Fifth Element and Leon, the professional, by the way, if people didn't know.
Yes, Leon has the more uncomfortable love interest moments.
Isn't it Leon?
Yes, it's Leon.
Bring everyone. Now, Bill, now this movie, it's basically he's hanging out with an angel that's really hot.
I guess so. I think her name's A. No, I have no idea. I saw the trailer for it and went, you know what?
I don't care.
No. I thought Harry Knowles from Ain't It Cool News was like all like, hey, this looks good and stuff.
Oh my God, Luc Besson, I'd fuck his bike. I'm sorry, I can't.
There's a new one.
You must really like him.
I like him so much. Oh, have sex with his bike.
Yeah. All right, Bill. What else you got?
All right, the Batman, the animated series, the complete fourth season.
That's
of
really
the Batman.
Cool. It's like a anime kind of Batman. The animation's kind of wacky, but it's really cool.
I finally caught up with the first series, and I love it.
It's really kick-ass.
I absolutely love it.
The Joker's all crazy looking. He's got like dreadlocks, but it's really good. My daughter likes Batman, but I got her this Batman.
This wouldn't be good for her.
Are you talking about the one
with Adrian Barbeau doing Catwoman? Is that the one you're talking about?
I'm not sure, but I got Batman versus Dracula for my daughter, and then I started watching it. I was like, she can't watch this.
Yeah,
it's scary.
Yeah. No, that was the Batman animated series, the original one. Batman.
Oh.
Next the DVD Batman. Is Charles in Charge, the complete second season.
Oh, yes.
Charles
Bible Man.
In Charge of our days and our it's nights. Charles in Charge, Willie Ames, fucked a bike. Oh, my God. Why are we dropping the F-bomb so much on this show, Steven?
There's something so great about the bike.
It's the 101 episode.
Nicole Eggert was really hot on that.
Oh my God, wasn't she? And that the other sister was frighteningly ugly.
And the younger sister, the bookwormish sister, because you know, let's face it, sitcom 101. You got to have the sister,
the geeky girl.
But she's not really ugly though.
Brady of Charles in Charge.
But she's really hot now, and apparently Willie Ames is Bible Man.
Yeah, he's Bible Man. You get that outfit.
Bible Man.
I don't know. Is he Bible Man anymore? Because
no, he's not
he's
Bible
like
Man
psycho
anymore.
Now.
He's Welfare Man.
Exactly. I think he's like Alcoholic
he's,
Man.
I'm drugged up with Tattoo Man.
He's like he's fat Fear Gut Man. Man.
How do you get fired from being Bible Man?
You
he
get
probably
fat and obese, you start drinking.
It. You can only have so many DVDs sell of Bible Man before we got them all, man. We don't need you anymore.
We don't have any more stories.
We got the Way of the Master with Kirk Cameron. We
don't
need
you
anymore.
We gave you the last $50 for the last Bible Man.
Who wants to see Bible Man? I mean, what does he do? Seriously.
He hits people over the head with Bibles.
I'd rather see Super Jesus or something than Bible Man. What does he
do? That would rock.
What does he hand out? Ninja the Bible? How's that
That's
exciting?
Like, I want to see
it's like
Yama
that cartoon
Command.
When I was a kid called The Flying House. And they would fly around in a house in biblical times. And they had a robot and shit.
What?
It was crazy.
Biblical times? Who did this? Some drug addicts?
They had a flying house and a robot?
It was the craziest friggin' show ever.
That's
just
like
look
a
it
drug
up.
Trip.
Put That's into a... Google The Flying House cartoon and
so
you will just laugh your ass off.
I like Davy and Goliath.
Hey, yeah, Davy, Jesus loves you.
A talking dog, oh my God.
I love
that.
But The Flying House was like, it was like a Japanese animation show that was then taken.
Is it like Giant Robot? Launch Giant Robot!
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Giant Robot.
Would have been great if Giant
called?
Robot.
Rocket, Johnny Rocket and the robot.
Johnny Sacco and his Giant Robot.
Johnny Sacco.
But, Vanessa, do you remember I was obsessed with that show when we were kids?
Yes.
Giant Robot.
Yep.
And he would go. He'd do weird shit with his arms and missiles
he's
and shit
medical,
out of his fingertips.
He's doing Tai Chi.
Yeah. But how
but
great
he
would
was
it
way
been
before David Carradine.
If Giant Robot would have said, now listen, Johnny Sacco, Jesus wouldn't like you to do that. It would have been crazy.
Don't fuck your bike.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I can't
I
use the missiles
then.
In my fingers. That's wrong.
I do love them. We hate them, though.
All right, Bill, what else you got in DVDs, digital video discs, or versatile discs? All
right. Dr. Katz, the professional therapist, complete series.
Dr. Katz! Hey, Dr. Katz!
Dr. Katz! So I remember watching this show, and I thought it was funny, but the animation really irritated the hell out of me.
Oh,
the squiggly lines.
Yeah.
Squiggle.
Squiggle vision.
Yep.
They even had a program like that, Squiggle Squiggle Vision or something.
Yeah, home movies started with Squiggle Vision, then they
switch over to Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah, that squiggle shit.
If you haven't had your full dose of gayness this month, you might want to pick up Hairspray, the musical, on DVD.
I'd rather fuck a bike.
Whoa! Hello!
Sorry, wow, I can't stand musicals.
How is your love life?
It's like an NC-17 rated show.
Hey, if you've ever been screwed by a huffy, you know how it is. You know what I'm saying?
I like the ones with the knobby ties.
Oh, my God. It's the air pump that comes with the Peugeot bikes.
That always broke whenever you need them the most.
Turkey.
I'm not a turkey.
All right, God. Next DVD, Heart of Darkness, A Filmmaker's Apocalypse.
So different than everyone else.
That is awesome. Why are they re-releasing? Is it different? Extended?
I have no idea.
That's an incredible documentary. Oh, and by the way, I'm sorry, Bill. I got to mention this because I forgot to mention it earlier in the show. There's a this kick-ass, I haven't seen it. I'm assuming it's kick-ass from what I've seen of it. But we've talked about those people who dress in medieval outfits and fight battles with swords and shields and stuff.
LARPers.
They made a documentary about it that's airing on IFC on Thanksgiving Day called Dark.
Awesome.
It's called Darkon. So look at your guide.
Awesome.
Recorded. It looks. These people are way into the shit. They take it
lightning
seriously.
Lightning bolt.
And the scenes they showed it, you know, I almost like. You know, I was talking about volleyball, like the person's like, take this seriously. Stop goofing around. They're like that when they play that. They're not actually playing. They're taking it seriously. Like, they're, you know, they show the guy going, ah, as he's fighting. Like, they're really like, they think they're in a battle right then, even though they're styrofoam. But it's a documentary. It comes on Thanksgiving Day on IFC. And check it out. It looks really cool. And we'll talk about it in our next episode. Okay, go ahead, Bill. Sorry.
Okay, so the reason why they're re-releasing Hearts of Darkness is there's a second feature now on it called Coda, 30 Years Later, and it's a follow-up documentary by Eleanor Coppola. So I guess it's, you know, I guess maybe it's the Redux documentary.
Okay,
who knows?
Cool.
The best movie ever filmed, Hudson Hawk Special Edition, with Bruce Willis and Sandra Bernhardt.
That was a joke!
Oh, Dini Aiello.
Russo.
That movie was a huge bomb, right? But it's a fun movie, right?
You know what? It cracks me up. When I watch it, it's so bad, it's funny.
So long,
and they're just
Sandra Bernhardt's pretty annoying.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's very inventive visually and stuff. It's, you know.
And it's funny.
What Hollywood does, what the press does, I saw this before the box office receipts came out, right? And I was like, this is a fun movie. You know, it's silly, whatever. But by the time it's Monday, people are like, oh, I heard that was awful. It didn't make any money at the box office. It's like, that doesn't mean it's bad. It means no one went to go see it.
It's completely tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, and there's a lot of homages to other films in it, by the way.
And it's got a director's commentary with Michael Lehman, who directed it. And there's a story featurette, like how it came to be, deleted scenes. It looks like a pretty cool special edition for $14.
Yeah,
I'll probably pick it up.
The director, Michael, I say Lamont. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. But didn't he do Heathers also? Do I have that right? He's a good director. He's done some bad movies, some good movies. But I think Hudson Hawk, it's a guilty pleasure, man. Right? See, but you own it, right, on DVD?
No, I don't own it.
You hate it, don't you? You hate me right now.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, that's great. Okay, anyway, let's move on.
Speaking of Mark Dacascos, who you played in the
show. She's not a zombie.
In the intro.
He's only the strong, Bill.
Direct to video, I am Omega. You can guess what that is.
Is he like, I am
man alive,
I am legend?
Planet of the Dead.
Awesome. How bad is this movie, by the way?
I have no idea, but it's Mark Dacascos doing a rehashed, awful version of Richard Matheson's terrific novella, I Am Legend, which still scares the shit out of me to this day when I read it.
Why can't... You know, the thing that's coolest about that book is how the character is going insane because of the loneliness and stuff, and I really hope that they get that through in the Will Smith adaptation, Christ. But I don't know. I'm going to have to go to film school and eventually make an I Am Legend.
Pisses me off the most about the I Am Legend trailer?
I've already said I will fix heroes, and now I'm telling you. I'm such a pretentious bastard, by the way.
With the trailer, he's running around constantly with the German Shepherd, and that was a huge emotional part of the book with the dog.
Don't give anything away, Bill.
And for them to just, like, trivialize that just really pisses me off. Every time
what
I see
mean?
That,
they,
I get angry.
How are they trivializing it, though?
Because that was one small section that...
Oh,
you know,
I see what you... Well, they took an element that were probably... The thing that is so manipulative in movies, the dog, you know, you gotta... They sucker you in with that. How many movies have you seen where... I remember there's a part in Volcano, the movie. You guys remember that piece of shit? Where a dog is avoiding lava and finally gets away, but the next minute they show a guy being burned alive and no one gives a shit. But the oh, the cute little puppy got away. Oh, thank you. Just like Independence Day, the dog jumps just in time as the explosion goes by. I thought it would... And
yours.
Vivica Fox catches the dog just in time. Remember that? I thought it would have been cool if the dog jumps.
And people are cheering in the theater.
This is what I wanted to see in that. The dog jumps, the fire passes, he gets burned alive, and Vivica Fox catches a skeleton. And she goes...
His ashes. His ashes just... smack into her.
That would have been awesome.
Turkey.
All right, Bill, what else you got?
That was a huge part of the book because it displayed a moment of humanity in a world with none. You know, the last man on Earth. But anyways.
Mark DeCosta.
If you haven't read I Am Legend, read it.
Yeah, it's a great book.
It's an incredible novella.
It's been adopted by everyone. Everyone loves it. And by the way, that book on tape you sent me of it, because I've already read the book, but Bill sent me, and I started laying in bed listening to I Am Legend in bed in the dark, and I was like, what am I doing? This is scaring the shit out of me!
And it's so well read. It's this BBC radio play thing, and it's the entire book.
Yeah, don't listen to it in the dark.
The guy reading it is so good.
I creep myself out too easily. I was listening to the Hollywood Saloon's Halloween episode where they're talking about Michael Myers in bed, and I was like, I'm getting creeped out, man. I'm turning this off. They're talking about the movies that I've seen, and I'm not scared of them, but listening to that in the dark... I was like, Michael Myers is going to stand over my bed and kill me now because I'm listening to this.
When they mentioned Halloween 3, did you think a pumpkin was going to fall on your head and suck your head off?
No, I thought someone was going to put that mask over my head while I was sleeping. And, happy Halloween, Halloween. And it would have been
scary.
Starts
watching TVs, the bugs crawl out of his eyes.
Yeah, exactly, Steven.
All right, next DVD. if you need your James Lipton fix.
And we all do.
Yeah, pick up Inside the Actor's Studio with Johnny Depp.
James Lipton. Gordon Ramsay, how do you feel about James Lipton?
Oh, my God.
I love it. Every talk show he goes on now, he talks about how he was a French pimp. Like, that gives him some sort of street cred. Like, I was a mech.
He'll appear on Conan from time to time, and he makes fun of himself, and I think it's great. He's very self-deprecating, and he's a funny guy, and the show's ridiculous. And I think now he's making fun of himself. He just gives people what they expect out of himself. But I'm sorry, Bill, but why do guys, any guys, do the slick back haircut, you know, where they slick it down where it looks wet? Why? Yeah.
I don't know.
What's that all about?
They grew up in that era.
I noticed even Angus in that movie when he's working on a science project has slick back hair for some reason.
Yeah, you're right.
What's that all about? So anyway, go ahead, Bill. I don't know what
I'm talking about. I'm not a huge Zeppelin fan, but I do like The Song Remains the Same, and that's coming out in a 2-disc special edition this week.
I love Misty Mountain Hop. That's probably my favorite Zeppelin song.
What's great about it is that it's coming out, it's remastered, and it's going to be on HD, DVD, and Blu-ray.
Sweet.
So that should... pretty
badass. Led Zeppelin is awesome, Bill, because they had such a unique sound. Their music was wholly original. It was incredible. It had a lot of power. Yes, I do think that the singer was Bill. I'm Steven. I'm sorry.
Robert Plant.
Yeah, sometimes you go a little crazy, but still, they're incredible.
All I can say
incredible.
Whenever possible, put on side two of Led Zeppelin 4.
And then they cut to it was that's not even
Dire Maker
right.
off of. Another album.
Yeah, that was great. Awesome, Steven. Good job,
you.
Sir.
But, what you said about Led Zeppelin being wholly original, what's funny is they weren't. Nice. They ripped off a lot of their riffs from, like,
classic blues artists.
No, what I mean is everybody did that, though, Bill. Elvis, all those people. Everybody's
influenced.
Yeah, but
they did a lot of it.
No, everybody's influenced by somebody. What I'm saying is they made the sound unique for themselves.
Yeah, they did. And that's, yeah, you're right. Next DVD, Live Free or Die Hard, unrated.
Awesome. Yippee-ki-yay. Bleep, bleep.
Oh, sorry. Funny. I watched this. I watched the unrated edition. I downloaded it and watched it. And they actually add, like, ADR F words into it that are completely and totally inappropriate for the moment. Like, they just added over a line where Bruce Willis's mouth isn't even moving when Maggie Q goes down the elevator shaft. He goes, "Suck on that!" And it's, his mouth isn't even moving.
Cool.
And now, instead of the yippee-ki-yay mother, boom, you know, where they mask it with the gunshot, they don't anymore. He says it fully, and then the gun goes
off. You know what's funny is, even if he would have said yippee-ki-yay mother effer in the movie, the way he... Yeah. I'm sorry for giving this away, but the way he kills Tim Oliphant, the bad guy, sorry for anyone who hasn't seen it, but you know the bad guy's going to die. The way he kills him is so lame, and I think Tim Kring wrote it. But anyway, seriously, I want to go back and say I don't think I could do I Am Legend justice. It's a credible book. I was just kidding about that. But I could improve Heroes, though, with Steven and Bill and Vanessa's help. I think we can make it a fantastic show.
And we all could
show.
Improve Live Free or Die Hard.
Vanessa, you get the Micah storyline. Steven, you get the Jessica storyline.
I want the Peter storyline.
I want the Mohinder storyline. And Bill, you get Peter. Who gets Claire? Does anyone want Claire? Or the writers, they can handle that part. Right.
Now, let Bill have that so he can have her naked a lot.
I want the Mohinder.
No, I don't find her attractive at all. She's stumpy.
Well, she's a little girl. When I see her, she's a little kid.
No, she isn't. She's 20 years old.
Who, Hayden?
She just turned 18.
Hayden Panettiere?
She just turned 18.
I thought she was like 22.
Hayden Panettiere?
She's still stumpy.
She looks like a little girl to me. She's a little kid.
Why didn't she go cry over some dead dolphins?
She's probably still got, you know, posters on her wall of unicorns and stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
Hello Kitty.
Because there was a thing in Maxim. Oh, she's of
age
now.
She's not a zombie.
And she's not a zombie. Okay, oh, go, sorry. We're running out of time.
Nirvana Unplugged in New York. If you liked it, you might want to buy it. Queer as Folk, the complete series. I'm not sure if this is the British one, made by Russell T. Davies, who also does Doctor Who, or the American version.
If you want to feel uncomfortable, Stephen, watch Queer as Folk with your parents in the room.
I watched it here with you and your wife one episode, and I was uncomfortable.
I was like, I was asking my wife, can I please turn it?
If you want to feel uncomfortable alone,
what's that? How
you can watch it?
Watching Hal Sparks get banged.
I like to watch Queer as Folk with my bicycle in the room alone.
Who doesn't?
Only a t-shirt.
No, with my old big wheel. Oh, my God.
That's even dirty.
That's so dirty.
Cut a hole in it.
So different than everyone else.
A hole in it?
What? Okay, anyway.
A hole in it.
Next.
Anyway, Bill, go
next
ahead.
DVD is Rescue Dawn, the Werner Herzog
Ooh,
film.
Ooh, the
with,
Red Dawn? The sequel to Red Dawn.
No.
Wolverines. Oh, never mind. Oh, Rescue Dawn.
Badgers.
Isn't that with Christian Bell when he's a prisoner of war? It's supposed to be pretty interesting. But what's so weird is this is directed by Herzog Zwi. Now, what's the guy's name?
Herzog Zwi. That excellent Genesis real-time strategy game.
Yeah, it's directed by Herzog. What's his name?
Werner Herzog.
Herzog.
Werner.
He directed
Vessel Herzog.
He did a documentary about the same subject and then made it into a movie. So I'd really like to see this Darkon about the nerds who do sword fighting turn into a real movie.
That would rock.
And I'd like Werner Herzog to do it. So
yes, Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause with Tim Allen and Judge. Well, the reason I mention it is that Judge Reinhold.
Oh my God.
I guess Gordon Ramsay doesn't
that
like
is a lot of vomit. Titanic 10th Anniversary Edition.
Titanic.
I mentioned it because it has DTS ES61 and Dolby Digital EX5.
And is it anamorphic finally?
Yeah, it is. But so was the special edition that came out a couple years ago.
Oh, I didn't pay attention to that. But is it on the high def format yet?
No, it's not. But it should be because it's Paramount.
Yes, it should. That's Paramount that it gets out on high def. Good time. Okay. Anyway,
what else
Bill,
should also be in high def is Walking Tall, the Buford Pusser story.
Is this the one with the Rock?
No, this is the one with Joe Don Baker.
Oh, Mitchell. Hell yes. Mitchell! How great is that, though, Steven?
The best. Hot merging action.
Yeah, no, let's remake this with The Rock, where instead of that bat-type stick, he has, like, just a piece of lumber. How about that? Yeah. Let's do that. And let's have the guy from Band of Brothers, and he opens a casino in town. And, yeah, okay, whatever. Go to hell. But anyway, yeah. Walking Tall, great movie.
Yeah, except the next two, with the guy who wasn't Joe Don Baker.
Turkey.
Yeah, it was a turkey.
So that's DVDs for November 20th, 2007.
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week. Doesn't it feel great being back doing the show? That's so great, Stephen. Awesome. What do you think about all that, Stephen? Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have time.
Good night. Here all week. Try the veal. And see.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Nowhere Mulberry episode 101. Mulberry Dine Systems Model 101, Steven.
I'm going to do that that cameo song, Word Up, on SingStar. I wonder if it's on there. I'm pretty ladies around.
I forgot about that site.
I
got a
am
weird
so glad.
Tell all the boys and girls.
All right, Bill. No, for everyone who has listened to the show and enjoyed it, thank you. If you didn't enjoy it, sorry.
No romance.
Like a bike.
Nope, we had a good time.
If you'd like to send us an email, go to nimpodcast@gmail.com. I'd like to apologize for anyone who said, when are you posting episode 101? They didn't realize we didn't do show, so sorry about that. So it'll be out next week. If you're listening to this, you've already downloaded it, so... Why am I?
This is 101.
So anyway, yeah, Mulberry Nine Systems Model 101 or 101.
Reese, DN38416. That's all I remember.
Yeah, I've been signed to a protector. You've been targeted for termination. I've seen Terminator way too many times. But yeah. Okay, Arnold is a robot, right? But he's saying his number. He's Cyberdyne Systems Model 101. Wouldn't a robot say zero since it's a zero? It's not an O. So many
people
do
that. Well, the first one he says zero. It was until the second one where he's becoming more human.
Reese says zero, but in the second one, it's Arnold, and he's the actual robot, and he says oh. It just makes no sense.
Maybe.
Or maybe it is 101. It's not a zero, and Reese got it wrong. So anyway, I'm shutting the hell up right now. So here's what I want to say. Go to nimpodcast@gmail.com and email us, or send us a voicemail at 1206-202-3491. Also, if you'd like to donate money to us, go ahead and do that on the PayPal. Preferably $20 to $50 to $100.
Yeah, I need an iPod.
Yeah.
No, you don't need an iPod. We need a new podcast computer.
We need... I need to...
Knives and stabbing weapons.
I need at least 4 gigs of RAM on my computer. Wouldn't you say, Bill?
You also need a new processor. So
maybe
we kind of just
trade
need
computers.
To...
What's wrong with my processor, Bill?
You're running a Pentium 4. It's 10 years old.
It's not 10 years old.
Are you
computer's
give a
not 10 years old. Yes, I have actually.
It's a Tandy.
UNIVAC?
I have an Apple IIe, all right? I'm going to play Lemonade Stand as soon as the show's over.
No, you don't have a 2E. Awesome. You have a 2C.
Yeah, Lemonade Stand rocked.
I have a Commodore VIC-20 with a cassette drive. That's why I'm talking to you guys right now.
The giant 9-inch floppies?
I have it plugged into my phone line. So,
I have a giant 9-inch floppy.
Anyway, thank you for tuning in. Bill, hey, who's in the chat room right now?
Credo, Radio Dan, Kung Fu Grip 35, and Tootie Bert,
now,
Glenn.
Have they...
Strom.
How much? Okay, Bill, how much time do we have left?
We have 4 minutes left.
Nice. Nice and stabbing web. Somebody call us. 818-935-1132. We can talk for 1 minute. Okay, go. Never mind. We don't have enough time for that.
They're too cowardly.
Now, seriously, though, guys.
Is what? Hungry? That's a country? I've heard of Turkey.
Wow. She's really stupid. Have you guys watched that MTV show called A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
I saw a commercial for it, and I was like, what the hell?
What is that?
I saw that it's guys and girls, and like some lesbian was crying that Tila Tequila was her true love.
Well,
or
here's
something.
The deal. Tila is a bisexual, so she will be with either a boy or a girl, and she's eliminating. Each time she eliminates somebody, they get worked up. Like, no, I'm the one for you. Listen to this. She tells this girl that she could still love her. Or if she has a chance with her, and as she starts to walk to her, the girl who's been kicked off runs and grabs her and starts beating the crap out of her, and it's just nice. Mass pandemonium. It's mayhem. Dogs and cats living together.
Dogs and cats
living
together.
Let's check it out.
Yes. Mass hysteria.
Are you interested?
She starts to walk towards Tila, and then this happens. Oh my God. Crazy hoes.
What's with this music?
Serious music.
It's Hans Zimmer.
It's Jan Hammer.
It's Crockett's theme.
Jan Hammer. Jan Hammer. So seriously though, you know Jean Reno? Isn't his name really Jean Reno? I mean, come on.
Jean Reno.
That's hilarious, Gene Reno.
All right, everybody, that's our show. Love you, much love. Have a good one. Right, Steven?
Yes.
Yes. No.
Yes, we love you. Thank you.
I'll
sorry. That's my impression of Vanessa's drop. Vanessa, can you do an impression of Steven drop?
There was a helicopter.
No, that's not a drop. It's a clip.
Oh, okay.
What, Steven, Bill?
He's a master of ass.
Talk about ass.
I'm a master of ass. Historian of ass.
I'm a historian of ass.
An ass master.
He's an ass master.
She's not a zombie.
Now this is podcasting.